Shoes off, impatient asshole. So, I assume the date was pretty shit then. Because it's 10 p.m. and you're here, and not at her place. What was the problem this time? Not interesting enough. Annoying voice. Bad breath. Oh, God, I hate it when they have bad breath. Like, it's a first date. Would a bit of mouthwash kill you? Shit, that's brutal. Doesn't surprise me, though. All guys talk too much about themselves on dates. But, yeah, you definitely seem like the type of idiot to do that. What? You want to exchange some more pleasantries? What's with you today, man? Date must have gotten your brain all fucked up.
Could have been me.
I don't know, like 3 months ago. Oh, I stopped trying. Dating does suck.
What's that?
I still get dicked down regularly by you, so it's not like I'm in a hurry to get cuffed. Duh. What other reason would there be?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
No, I mean, I guess that's true, but that is the corniest thing I've ever heard. Oh. Call me toxic for this, but like, I refuse to believe I'm gonna meet the love of my life on like fucking Hinge or something. I mean, can you imagine telling your future grandchildren that grandma and grandpa met each other on a fucking dating app? I would rather shoot myself.
I don't know, like, who friends are
meeting at a bar or whatever. Asshole. I go out way more than you do. Oh, God. It's always extra nice when you're shaved. You taste good. Aren't you getting tired of dating? You've been on, like, 9 dates since I came back from my vacation. All of which ended up with you here with me. I love the way your balls feel in my mouth. At this rate, I'm seeing you more often than my actual friends. No, I mean, I don't mind or nothing. It's good dick. Better than slutting myself out to some rando. It's pretty. And it's big, but in the right kind of way. Because I had an ex with, like, a really long but skinny dick. And I mean, it was fine, but, like, yours is just better proportion.
More fun to suck.
Did you just call me a good girl? Yeah, don't do that. Of course I'm sucking it good. I better fucking hope so with all the practice you've been giving me. That's so much work, though, with the cleanup and stuff. Come on. Guys are so obsessed with facials. Like, shit, lay off the porn sites, dude.
I mean,
you can if you really want to, but, like, coming in my mouth is easier.
Got it. Cool.
can take it deep when you're about to come, okay? I know you like that.
This how we know this.
I feel that hand move into the back of my head. No, it's fine. Just don't be dumb and push too hard, okay? I don't like when I'm... No, I'm okay. It's fine, just do it again. God, you came so much for me. Yeah. Oh, that was really nice. Can you help me get up? I need to start remembering to put something on the floor before sucking you off. My knees hurt, and I feel like an old lady. So, I'll see you when I see you, I guess. I hope your next date goes better. Movie? What movie? But you always leave after you... Wait, no. I'm not saying it like, you know, get out of my apartment or anything. I'm just saying, like, you feel me? I mean, I guess not really. We've fucked, so watching a movie together isn't anything wild. But, no, I don't have plans. Fuck it. Why not? So, what kind of movies do you like? I know, right? That's why it was so, like, weird about it. Kind of bad. We are the worst. You met me in line for a club at 6:30 a.m. I'm pretty sure we said, like, 10 words to each other. Total. I still have you in my phone as hot club guy, ugly shirt. Well, it was ugly, so... I don't know. I like horror movies, I guess. I don't really care. I'll watch anything these days. Ah, not a horror guy, see? This is why dating sucks. Getting to know each other only sets us up for disappointment. I'm kidding. I'll put some random garbage on in my recommended section. Is that some sort of rom-com or something? I don't know. I mean, aren't those movies kind of like chick flicks? You're so baby girl for that. No. Don't change your answer now. It's cute. The pet name is endearing, if anything. I'll put it on. You can get cozy on the bed. Is this really about watching a movie? I mean, if you want to fuck me, you can just say so, you know? Then why are you taking your shirt off? No, be my guest. Get comfy. I'm just saying, like, if you want to fuck, we can fuck. That's, like, our whole deal. I usually sleep naked. Why? See, I don't get what's going on here. Do you have some, like, cozy cuddle fuck in mind or something? I don't know. What the fuck's going on? You're being so weird. Did that date of yours hit you in the head? Okay. Now scoot. So, why do you like this movie? Aww, that's kind of cute. No, it's nothing. You just didn't strike me as such a softie. Well, it's weird how, aware I'm becoming of how little we know about each other. It's weird. I don't like it. Yeah, for you, maybe. But you're a man. I already know there's going to be tons of things I'm going to dislike about you. It's a lost cause. I mean, you're pretty decent at cuddling so far, though. No surprises there. Physical stuff between us is always great. You'd think, right? But no. I slept over at this girl's house and she coughed into my neck rather than turning her head away from me. I could feel, oh my God, oh, I'm thinking about it. Ugh, I could feel her spit on me. Ugh, I know, very gross. But you asked. And not to mention, she had these sharp toenails. I don't know. They were just sharp. Like, I'd be almost dozing off, and then, boom, I get stabbed in my calves. Yeah, she was shorter. Well, that's just not true. Okay, switch. No, I won't have this kind of slander. Let me be the big spoon. I'll show you. See? Okay, yeah, whatever. Oh, now you've got my cooties all over you. No, shut up. I don't. Ugh, my toes are normal. I'm telling you, sharp toenails, it's a real thing. And it's horrible. You should really count yourself lucky you haven't experienced the horrors. No, I was just thinking, you're kind of funny. I mean, this is gonna sound super mean, but I didn't expect you to have a personality. What I really mean, I know everyone technically has, I just didn't expect you to actually be fun to talk to, okay? Guys, you're a hot guy that hooked up with a girl he met in line for a club at 6 a.m. Those guys are usually the most boring motherfuckers on the planet. Their only interest is girls and their only hobbies are being attractive and fucking girls. Yeah, true. You haven't really proved either of those wrong. But I guess at least you're not a total bore. Just please don't tell me that you're about to start talking about crypto or AIR or some shit. Shut up. Stop cracking me up. I'm trying to watch the movie. Dumbass. I will say, it's a pretty cute movie so far. Plus, Sandra Bullock is so gorgeous. Sandra Bullock? She's the Canadian girl? Oh, God. I thought you were a real fan. Getting schooled on your own favorite movie. How embarrassing. Well, you recommended we watch it, so it's not your favorite. Then why didn't you suggest that movie? Huh? You see how your web of lies is starting to unravel, mister? Keep watching. I like your shoulders a lot, you know. They're big and strong and kissable. They're my second favorite part of your body. Can you guess the first? What does it look like? I'm giving you some much needed relief. I can tell you're still pent up. So, I'll take care of it for you. I'm nice like that.
What? I don't get what the fuck you want from me, dude. Oh, what? Like we're some sort of fucking old married couple? We're fuck buddies. No, not even that. We barely fucking know each other. We're not even buddies. We're just two horny people that text each other at 3 a.m. to get some. Wait, where are you going? Just let me process this. I never said that. I never said I thought this was a mistake. We're just watching a fucking movie. It's not. It's not a big deal, and I never said it was. It's just, this is new and weird and confusing, okay? I want to get to know you too. I like your taste in movies, you fucking asshole. So just stop assuming I don't want to. Yeah, I do, I guess. I just don't want to compliment. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, kiss my neck. Yes, yes, yes. We've done this so many times. I don't know why it feels different now. No, no, it's better. You're gripping me tight and passionately. And you're such a good kisser. Yeah, you are. You're really good with your mouth. My legs over your shoulders. You know you're gonna be so deep. Why are you teasing me? What? Dinner? Like a date? Stop. Yeah, okay, fine. I can go on a date with you. Fuck. Oh my god, you feel even bigger than normal. Jesus fucking Christ. I can barely take you in this position. And you, you feel extra hard for me. Yeah, I'd like that. Please, I'd like for you to kiss me as you fuck me. Fuck, I'm so full, baby. Can you say the, can you say the thing? The thing you said earlier. No, dumbass. The, like, good. Yeah. Please. You fucking cocky asshole. Fine. Call me a good girl, please. No, I'm not close to coming. I haven't came yet. Oh, fuck, yeah. I just love the way you talk to me now. All sweet and stuff. Yeah. Oh, you're calling me a slut in a cute way. It feels different. Oh, I like it. Oh, make me gush all over your fat cock. And you can take me out, okay? Okay. Yeah. The harder. Oh my god, the harder you make me come now, the lower cut my dress will be. we can still get to know each other, alright? with your giant dick, stretching my soaked cut. I'm very good at talking you through it in case you haven't noticed. Oh, yeah. Oh, you ain't half bad either. Oh, God. I love it. Oh, when you talk about how fucking tight I am for you. I love it. I love it. I love it. Fuck. Objectified me for having such a tight, wet, sloppy cunt. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh my God! Oh, I love it so fucking much! It's so hot! Oh yeah! Are you praising me? For squeezing all those big fucking loads! Taking it! Like a good girl! Oh, and splitting me the fuck open! Oh my God! Oh my God, I think I'm gonna come! Oh, it's so hard to resist you! And your pretty voice! And your words! And your big fucking cock! Holy shit! No, keep going. Oh, talk me through it. Make me take more for you. Make me take it. It feels so fucking good. Oh fuck yes, I love it. I fucking love it so much. Yeah. It feels so much better now. It already felt so amazing before. Oh, fuck. It's like a whole different world. My cunt just can't get enough of you. Oh, yeah. I like it when you talk to me like that. Oh, that's some more of the old you. If you want to hear it, you're going to have to fuck it out of me. You're going to have to fuck it out of your... you're good, girl. Fuck yes. Oh, my God. Oh, you're so big and my tight cut. I'm squeezing so tightly. Oh, it must be like you're in a fucking vice. Holy shit. It's like my cunt can't let you go. It feels too good. Oh my God, it's addicted, baby. Just like me. Oh my God, I love your dick. Yeah. I can't get enough. Oh my God. Oh, I need you to fuck me constantly. Oh my God, I fucking crave when you're not inside me. I feel my fucking nails digging in your back, baby. Yeah. Oh, my legs locking you in. You aren't fucking pulling out after all this, are you? If you want to watch movies with me and go out with me and talk to me like you're my boyfriend, this is what you're gonna have to do. Oh, completely raw every fucking day. If I'm gonna be your good girl, I'm gonna be your girl for real. So make me yours. And put a baby in my belly, and I'll make you my boyfriend. My boyfriend. Fuck. Shit. Yes. Come at me. Oh my God. Oh, my head hurts a little. I feel like I burst a fucking blood vessel from coming so hard. Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I'm all good. Don't worry, it'll go away. Huh? Sorry. I'll unlock my legs. And I hope I didn't fuck up your back too much. Oh my God, my bad. Oh, I'm sorry, my nails are kind of sharp, I guess. So, a date. No, I mean what I said. I'm down, if you're willing to, you know. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, you have such an elegant way with words. Nah. Breeding my cunt raw like an idiot is pretty accurate. Well, I strongly believe in letting all my red flags fly from the get-go. So,
If you don't want to deal with my craziness and just want boring, gross, lame condom fucking or post-failed date blowjobs, you're free to walk out and I'll see you whenever I need dick or you need my cunt. No hard feelings, for real. I'm not exactly the mushy type, in case you haven't noticed. So, I'll be perfectly fine with that. But, if you want to feel like you just felt now, this bird in your hot, sticky, manly, fertile cum inside my impossibly tight, fertile, burrito I cunt. Both of us coming so hard. Harder than we've ever came. Because we give each other butterflies when we talk about being together. If you want that, you can stay here and finish watching the movie with me. We can fall asleep in this bed together. And in the morning, we're gonna go our separate ways. Except this time, you don't text me at 3 a.m. for a quick fuck. You're instead gonna text me when and where you want our first date to be. Yeah, I'll be the big spoon. Sure.